the Vox Markets podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now, looking at three charts in 3 minutes, is the Duchess of the Chart, the Lady of the Technicals, the female with Fibonacci. It's Nicola Duke. You all right, Nick?
Hello. Yeah, really good, thanks.
Are you really good? Or are you just saying that?
Well, you know, it is still winter.
Yeah.
I'm all right.
What's your favorite season, Nick?
Summer.
Yeah. I think most people, if you ask most people, I think most people, it'd probably be
Everybody in England would say that, because yeah. The rest of it, like all the other three seasons, are mud season. We have mud season,
yeah.
And summer.
And sometimes the mud freezes over, which is quite nice.
Great when the mud freezes over.
In my entire life, I've only known one person who actually enjoys the winter more than the summer. I used to work with a guy, really miserable, didn't like sun, and he hated it. He loved dark, dingy winter, and I thought, what, really?
But he should go and live in Finland then, or somewhere.
Exactly. Anyway, let's move on with the chats. All right, so the first one, all requests here. It's Boom, Audio Boom here. And I hold a bit of stock in Audio Boom. I think this year will be transformational as far as revenue is concerned. What do you think of the chart there? Is it ticking up? Have we seen a bottom here? We had a couple of sellers.
I got really excited at the end of December for Audio Boom. You know, it made 5 waves up, which is like an impulsive move, which it's done before, to be fair, but it looked good this time. And got above the 200-day moving average, you know, for at least a week or two at the start of January. And I thought, this is it. We dipped back below, you know, but we held the 50 at the end of January. And here we are today, right sitting on the 200-day again. You know, but corrections are often two waves. So I'm wondering if maybe the two-wave correction that we had lower in January is just a bigger first wave and we need one more dip. You know, the oscillator's right in the middle. It's really positive. It's just not quite, I want to see that impulsive move. So there is a chance that we go back to 2.4 today and rally from there, which would be 618 of the first one. And we're not bullish below 2.06, but I think this one has a good chance.
Yeah, well, do you know what? There was some selling yesterday. I tell you what happened. They've issued some warrants pursuant to 2014 when Audio Boom took over Audio Boo. So they've got some stale people in there that have warrants that have sold them. So there's a bit of heavy selling yesterday from people not really aligned with the company, and so that's why it's come off a little bit. But they're out now, hopefully. So that's, hopefully it'll move on, you know?
Yeah, hopefully. So now, if you wanted to, a momentum trigger to get you in, then I think above yesterday's high, so above 2.98, would be, you know, if we're making a wedge here, that would trigger that should trigger you long. So I would say above 3 is a pretty good bullish trigger in this stock, that we've found support at the 200-day and we're now going to move higher. So I would put a price alarm there. That one's on the move if it does that.
Okay, marvellous stuff. Next one is another stock I hold, but someone's asked me, and it's EVRH, and it seems to not understand the concept. And I tweeted this yesterday. Doesn't understand the concept of gravity. Let's keep going up and up and up. And when you think it's going to have a pullback, it goes up again. So what do you reckon?
Well, do you know, EVRH, since it had that very first decline in October 2016, has moved really nicely from Fibonacci extension to extension in this stock. So, you know, we had 9.24 as a high, and then we had a little dip from that for a week. Then our next level was 10.74, and we sold off from that for a week, and we're back above it. Our next level was 12.12, and that was the high yesterday. And look at this, we've gapped open, and now we're retesting it. So if we hold 12.12 and we don't close back below it, our next level higher is 13.9. But, you know, gravity is a factor. 13.9 is a very hard line in the sand. And we have been holding above 70 in the RSI for quite a long time. So we've been overbought for quite a long time. So I would take good profits at 13.9 and say thank you very much. But if we hold above 12.12, that's where we're going to go next.
Okay, cool. And the last one I sent you is Proxarma, P-R-O-X, having a bit of a rally today. It's trying to work it, but it seems to stumble a bit because it's got some convertible low notes out there that add to the selling pressure. So where is the relief here for Proxarma?
Well, Proxarma, you know, it's been in this declining wedge. And, you know, when they break, they really do pop. And, you know, we sort of triple bottomed that first, you know, from that December 2015 low. I think it looks really good here. I'd like to see it fill the gap and go back to the 200-day moving average, which is at 8, and then a close above that. We should go to the top of wedge at 1.2 again. Only really a break above 1.2 is a breakout, and then it'll rocket. But for now, let's go baby steps. Our first objective is back to 0.8.
Marvellous, Nicola. If you send me the charts, I'll put them on the company's pages at Vox Markets and also at the blog, voxmarkets.co.uk/blog, where you can see the annotated chart by the fair hand of the female with the Fibonacci. It's Nicola Duke. Thank you very much, Nicola.
Thank you.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.